This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is a Monday morning, early as you like if you're Pacific time, and it's great to get together with you. Hello, good morning, good mid-morning if you're, I guess, on your East Coast, and good afternoon if you're here in the UK with me. My name is Erica Longdon, this is Tune In with Erica. Happens every Monday morning or Monday afternoon, or actually whenever you are if you're listening to the on-demand replay. It's a pleasure to get together with you, and you know how metaphysics works. We're all connected anyway, so it is a pleasure to have your company. I have to say right up the top, we have, I'm broadcasting to you from wild, wet and windy Cornwall, which if you're not sure of the geography in the UK, we're the tiny pointy bit on the West Coast that points out towards America, next stop New York. So the whole of the Atlantic is between me and you on the East Coast. And when the weather comes in, oh boy, does it come in. It is blowing a hoolie out there. There is rain lashing like fingernails are scratching down my windows. It's quite the thing. My computer has got a cute little piece at the bottom of the taskbar with a weather suggestion, and it's got rain. And I'm looking out the window going, you think? Just anyway, I hope it will not take me off air and I will be able to stay with you the whole time. I'm going to be taking you through my December starscopes today. I have channeled them using Karen Kay's beautiful fairy oracle deck and my angel wisdom deck. If you would like a particular deck for a reading in the Facebook chat room, please do let me know. I can see loads of lovely people coming in there already. I know I have seen, as I refresh the page, I know my Libra sister Maureen White-Varna is in there. Bear with me. My mouse is not enjoying this weather either. It's trying not to work. Good morning to Renee Andrews and to Laura Kasdan Fulton. And I also have to give a shout out to Polly Ford down the road here in Cornwall in Penryn. And I know that Erin will also be listening. So a shout out to you as well. So I'm going to be doing you readings in the Facebook chat room. I'm looking at the bottom of my screen for December. And there's something, I don't know, very magical about looking and seeing the 1st of December. It's kind of, I don't know, there's something, it gives you tingles when you look at that date. And I did say in the Facebook chat room, white rabbits, which is supposed to be lucky, on the first of the month. I have no idea why. If you have other sayings, there's pinch punch first of the month, which no, I'm not going to pinch or punch anybody. Thank you very much. Good luck. If you've got other sayings, I'd love to hear them. Put them in the chat room. I read a one that I've never come across this morning. It's an old Wiccan one, Celtic Wiccan. It's you go outside your door and you blow cinnamon from the outside into your doorway, which is supposed to herald well-being, health, good luck, all those things that we adore. I might do it when it stops actually blowing a hoolie out there. I might go and have a go. And I don't know whether you have to leave the cinnamon in your doorstep or whether you're allowed to sweep it up afterwards. It didn't say, but anyway, I may try it. The other thing that came to me this week, I was with a circle of lady friends and I did mention this and we all fell about laughing. We thought it was a really good excuse not to do any housework. I write an affirmation every morning, and if I can't get out on the beach, I'll do it in the steam in the shower when I finish showering. And I forgot the other day, and I went downstairs and looked at the state of my lounge because I have a log burner, and there's just, you know what it's like if you have a log burner, there's just dust everywhere. And so I had a look at that and I thought, you know what, I am going to write an affirmation in the dust. So I did, and of course then I couldn't wipe the dust away because, well, I'd wipe the affirmation away. So anyway, that's my excuse for not doing the housework, and I'm sticking to it. So I'm just going to put that to one side, come back into this chat room and refresh it just to make sure that I'm actually on air. You can all hear me. Let's just have a go and take a look, see where I am. Let's have a look. I do wish it wouldn't do this most relevant thing. Dear Facebook, for Christmas, can I have you turn everything the right way up? Happy December to you, Renee, and to you, Laura. Maureen White-Varna has said, yes, I do the cinnamon every month. Oh, wow. gosh, I'm impressed. I'd never heard that one before. You see what a wise woman you are. So, okay, that means you can hear me because you're talking about the cinnamon. See, there is hope. So I'm going to be doing some readings, but I will, because I'm looking at the clock, get on with doing the December starscopes. I also pulled a card for the day for you, wherever you are, whether you're with me in the chat room or whether you're simply listening to the show or whether you've got this show on demand, you're catching up with me later. I pulled a card from the Angel Wisdom deck. I love this card. It's one of my favorites. It's the Nine of Water. It's known as the Wish card in tarot, and mine has a picture of a beautiful genie on there with lots of cups around him, different things he could wish for. Wishes come true. Dreams become reality. So on this first of the month, what about you light a candle and think about what you want to wish into being? You could do it building up to the full moon. We have got such a full moon coming up on Thursday, full moon in Gemini, and it's a super moon. And I know Mark Husson is going to be talking in his show about how to make the most of the energies this week. And I can't wait because I have got such a week coming to me. I mean, the to-do list has got to-do lists. So I drew that card for all of us for this week. I also asked for a fairy card from the Fae for all of us. And I got look in a book. That whatever you questions you need right now, you'll find the answer in a book, and the words will find or bring an insight to you. I would add that as well as book, maybe you'll see them written somewhere else because obviously we're all so much on screens these days. Or even I would add the caveat, you might hear something oversaid and suddenly I've had this happen to me. It's like somebody's turned the volume up on somebody's conversation or on a song, a line from a song, and you just go, oh, that's my answer. That's so relevant. So maybe there'll be a lot of that about this week. So let's get these starscopes done and then I can come back in the room and do you some individual readings. So welcome to my December starscopes, which you will find on the front page of 1-2-Listen, just by the skin of my teeth, because like a child with its homework, I did it at the very last minute. My nose was pressed against the glass of the hourglass. I just got it done before it got the 1st of December. What am I like? So welcome to these very, very recent December starscopes. They're an alchemy of astrological signs, tarot insight, and angelic guidance. And as it's December, it's a month filled with the light of candles, thoughts of angels and fairies, no matter how you choose to celebrate. Obviously, there is Christmas, but there are many other holidays at this time of year. So, however, they all have to do with light and celebrate light. So this month, I've used my Angel Wisdom Tarot, and I've paired it, as I said, with Karen Kay's Oracle of the Fairies to bring you their joy and guidance. And December's ruling angel is Anael, A-N-A-E-L, the angel of romantic love, which is great news if you've got plans under the mistletoe. And Anael has dominion over the air, so you could say love is in the air. And of course, her planet is Venus, and we certainly need the power of Venus around us. And to go with this, I wrote this message last year, and for different reasons, it still has resonance that we're traversing a very tough course living on planet Earth at the moment. Alas, perhaps that's what we need to push us collectively into a more compassionate frame of mind and just force us to evaluate what and who really matters. However, I would say that if you've struggled, as so many do, with mental health, with finances or loss of any kind, in this moment, I pray for grace and angels to surround you. And I and many others have walked there with you at times. And when loss does come in whatever form, the only thing to be done is to grieve and be thankful for the time you had together and vow to make your life as fulfilled as you can in honor of their memory. And I know some days are so painful that just fully engaging with life just seems an impossible task. And I can only share that in my experience, those days have to be acknowledged as, and just be as gentle as you can with yourself and know that other days will be better. Love and hope are both eternal. And this month holds the seed of renewal as we reach the solstice when the sun is reborn. So choose life and light and know that at your very core, You are here with a purpose. No matter what your station in life, you matter so very much. And you're always loved beyond measure by your angels and so, so many more. So that said, setting the scene, let's take a look at those individual signs. I'm going to start with Sagittarius because that's the prevailing sign for this time of year. The Zeus energy and Sagittarius, as your new year begins, you can expect new beginnings, and this can mean situations, new people in your life, new growth, and most of all, the end of connections that have served their purpose and need to be released. Release is a very powerful practice of forgiveness and gratitude and surrender, which opens portals to fertile ground where you can plant seeds of intention and fall in love with life. So be honest with yourself. Pull out any weeds of judgment against yourself or others. Set your intention to acknowledge and deal with any habits or addictions which you may have dragged along your path like a weight around your ankles. Transformation acts like a fairy godmother's touch. Yeah, you can go to the ball, Cinders. Capricorn, in this season of sparkles and goodwill, keep your thoughts positive. You are one of the most practical and pragmatic signs of the zodiac, and yet you have such power of manifestation at your heart and at your fingertips this month. So don't allow worry to rain on your parade. Worry is just a negative projection that puts the brakes on your ability to create a flow of abundance in all its forms and the arrival of exciting new opportunities. So believe in yourself, light a candle, make a wish, and blow your heart's intention into the universe where it can begin the magic. Aquarius, you have an interesting month coming your way. Brilliant ideas, intellectual challenges, and the odd roadblock just to keep you alert. Review everything. Receive information as valuable feedback. And sometimes this will bring up long buried emotions and bring them to the surface. And there is no need to react to them. Just acknowledge them. They're feedback too. What's being offered is a new emotional experience and a more connected and compassionate view of life, which will allow you to keep moving forward in the challenging times we're traversing. So take care of yourself during this busy season. Keep the balance between work, rest, and celebration. You'll be fine. Pisces. Oh, Pisces, most feeling and psychic of signs, your watery sensibilities will be overflowing this month. Commune and enjoy the love when you're feeling in the mood, and allow yourself to retreat and nurture when you need time to recenter and regroup. Pay particular attention to the moon phases this month. There's a full moon on Thursday, as you'll be particularly attuned to the energies. So tap into the love which runs through the festive season, no matter what philosophies you espouse, and view the commercial hype for what it is. It's illusion. Most of all, make a wish. The Sagittarian energy is Zeus energy, ruled by Jupiter, the planet of expansion and creativity. Use it well. Aries, you have dual goals in December. First, stand up for yourself. Be very honest and clear about what you wish to manifest in your life. Write it down on paper. That's manifestation step one. Now, let it go. Spend the rest of your time choosing peace of mind through meditation or other forms of mental, emotional self-care, and become your own best friend. Find your inner strength and your personal power. Channel your inner lion. Hone your focus to create a vision board of motivation, inspiration, and self-determined leadership. Acknowledge your skills, celebrate the gifts you bring to the world, and don't be afraid of solitude in this busy month. That's where you'll find the strength and peace to make empowered decisions. Taurus. Be even more aware than usual of how other people's energies affect you. You're ruled by Venus, the planet of love. You may find yourself facing important choices, and if you're procrastinating or overanalyzing, spend some time dropping out of your head space into your heart. Try scenarios on as if you were choosing clothes. How do you feel when you envision yourself in that situation? Now try on an alternative. Feel it. Emotions can be a valuable GPS system. And it can be challenging inner work, but it's very worthwhile. You need to feel enthusiastic, optimistic, alert to the creative possibilities that lie ahead. Don't allow fear to cloud your judgment. Very few choices in life are irrevocable. Make the most heartfelt one you can. Gemini, you've got a full moon on the way and you can expect a very positive month. The birth of ideas, projects, children, whatever comes your way, there's definitely news worth celebrating. You may feel a sense of hope and reconciliation with family members or a coming to peace with them and ideologies. The outcomes will not be immediate. This is the blueprint and planning stage. And when you review your year that is passing and prepare for navigating the next, consider where you wish to steer your ship. You don't have to choose a set destination yet, just which ocean to try. Cancer. Oh, we humans, what are we like? We set out to manifest, we get so wrapped up in definite outcomes. And what comes with that? Doubts, worries, negative projections. Let go, let go, let go. All worry achieves is to rob you of peace of mind in the present. Give yourself a gift. Hold everything and everyone in love. If they're meant to be in your life, they will be. If not, release with all the loving intention for their future happiness that you can muster. This is the season of goodwill, so tap into all that positivity. Ask your angels, your guides, your spiritual mentors, your higher self, whomever you work with, to surround you with loving energies and allow them to hold the space for you. And you'll love the full moon. After all, you are ruled by it. Leo, lions, pay attention to words and conversations this month. The words that spring to mind immediately are those of the Serenity Prayer. Address the universe, God, goddess, Abwundawashmaya, the all that. Whatever name you give to the creative life force of multiverses and beyond, I don't mind what words you use, and I don't think the creator minds either. But whatever you address, please grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We live in times of rapid change and global awakening, and what a gift. Allow change to flow, be open to revelations, and navigate with your heart and innate wisdom. Virgo, your mission this month of December, should you wish to accept it, is to have more fun. The season arrives with a to-do list that would task the strength of an ox. Of course, we want to celebrate and cherish those we love with time and gifts, but it shouldn't be at the expense of your joy. Of all the signs, you are most likely to be burdened by the pressure of organization. Yes, you are an organizing earth sign ruled by Mercury the messenger, but you don't have to do it all. This is the festive season, which is meant to bring connection, celebration, and a sense of well-being. So maybe choose to partake of that by focusing on a family tradition or reinstate a ceremony your ancestors used and make it special, not by commercialization, but by honoring who you truly are. Libra, oh Libra, feel it. Of all the signs, you are the one most likely to think your way through the commotion of the festive season. So take a breath. Take time to tune into your home, which is your sanctuary, before you decide how to adorn it. Put friends, family, including beloved animal companions, at the heart of your plans. And of course, at some point, you'll get caught up in the practicalities of gifting and writing cards, but keep a sense of humour through it all. If things don't go right or happen in the prescribed time, laugh and go with it. Life is not meant to look perfect. Not all pictures hang straight. Life is meant to be embraced and loved and shared. Believe in the magic and let your scales down. And finally, Scorpio. Well, being the deepest of the water signs, you might find yourself feeling overstimulated and oversensitive this month. Flowing with this emotional undercurrent, your intuitive and psychic abilities will heighten. Don't rush at things. It's fine to take a pause while you view the seascape before you. If you give lifetime and space, the vista may look a little different. It could actually be different, or your perceptions may have shifted. Either way, it's okay. Allow the energies of the Sagittarian season to lift you up. Be bold, be courageous and optimistic. I know those are not particularly scorpionic things, but be them. Choose activities you are passionate about. So there you go. Those are my starscopes. As I said, you will find them on the front page of One to Listen along the scope with the scopes from my colleagues. And you'll also find them with the full explanation that I read at the front on my website, which is angelhandsheal.com. So I'm now back in the Facebook chat room, trying to refresh this thing and get a grip. Bear with me. While I'm doing that, I wanted to remind you that Mark Huston is hot on my heels in about 9 minutes' time with a look at what's astrologically going on for December. And I just feel the pace of this. This December is, I can't wait to find out. Plus, we've got this amazing full moon on the way, a super moon in Leo. So let's have a look at these comments and see who wants a reading. Maureen Whitevana would love a reading. So let me grab my tarot and clear the deck and just see what does Maureen need to know for her highest good today. There we go. Nice card. It's a fire card, which comes with dragons, of course, in my deck, as well as angels. It is the two of fire. It's always about partnership. It can mean taking the next steps because it's the duality. It's always about a bit of a leap of faith. It's about being bold and ambitious in your choices. Not necessarily the step forward, but your choices. It's partnering with others to share your dreams or expanding your plans or moving forward. It's all expansion. And in this Zeus energy, I think that's the energy that I just feel that this December is going to be wonderful in many ways. And I hope it is for you, Maureen. Laura Kasdan Fulton, good morning. Welcome to December, somehow, ? Yeah, I know that one. How do we get here? How did we get here? Okay, I know you'd like a card, so let me do you a card, Laura. So here we go. A card for Laura, please. I've cleared the decks. Tune into my beautiful angels. There we go. All these nice cards. You can feel this December energy. I have a two of water. It's got a little Cupid and two people really celebrating. It's about falling in love. And this can be obviously romance, and we have got Aniel, the angel of love, and mistletoe and Venus and all that going on. But it's about falling in love with life as well, or falling in love with yourself. It's falling in love in every possible way that you can think of. And one of the ways, if you've had challenges, is to use the forgiveness, the gratitude, the Ho'oponopono prayer to release things. I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you. It's such a powerful mantra, that. So I hope that you will find that useful, Laura. Good morning to Renee Andrews. Good morning to Quelly. Blessed 1st of December to you. Good morning to Joni. Cinnamon tip, you're going to try it too, and the wish card. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Good morning to Pamela. Enjoying the comforting voice. Oh, bless you, you're so kind. Right. Maureen says she's going to casino on the full moon. Oh my goodness. When you win big, please remember us all. Okay, I'm looking at the clock. I'm going to do cards for, because I know that people might ask for them later, and I'm coming tight up on the clock. So I'm going to do a card for Renee. Card for you, Renee. There we go. Ooh, like this. Queen of Earth. She's so practical, this woman. She can make anything happen. Your Christmas is going to be quite something. She's generous, but she's practical. She can work magic, but she knows how to make it materialize. So I think that's a great card for you to have in this season. Good morning to Quelly. Let me quickly do you a card as well. Good morning to Quelly. A card for Quelly, please, if we've got time, which I have. I'm going to take it right up to the wire because Mark Huston has always given me permission to take it right up to the top of the clock. So here we go. We have a little mermaid. It is the ace, the first of water, the first of cups. It comes with Archangel Haniel, who, as well as Aniel, is the Archangel of love. And love in all its forms. This this is a beautiful new emotional experience. It can mean romantic relationships, but again, as with the Two of Water, it's love in its grandest form, loving all of life, loving what you see, loving seeing people enjoying themselves, loving yourself. Look in the mirror and tell yourself how much you love yourself. It's such a good practice. Okay, let me go to Joni as well. I can see you in the chat room. And do your card. So there we go. A card for Joni. Oh, there we go. All these lovely cards. I've now got the Three of Water, the Three of Cups. This is a card always about celebration. It's news to celebrate a joyful announcement. Now, that can be family things. It can be all sorts of things. It can be engagements, weddings, pregnancies, graduations, gratitude, community events. It's just a beautiful celebration. And if you get offered the chance to go to a community event, Joni, go to it. Good morning to Tara. Good morning to Pamela. I don't think I've done you a card. Have I done one for Tara? I've so lost the plot. I'm going to do a quick one for Tara in case I didn't. Because the Facebook loops stuff around. So I'm very quickly going to do you a card, Tara, in case I didn't. I have a three, the Three of Earth. This is a woman sculpting. And it's the message is do what you love. This woman loves what she's creating. So do something you love. If you cook, cook. If you knit, knit. If you like going out in nature, go out in nature and pick up some sticks and make them into a beautiful decoration for your house. Do what you love. And very quickly, I'm going to do a card for Pamela because I can see myself coming up on time. But I know that, Pamela, you would like a card. Whoa, it came flying out of the deck. Another beautiful earth card. The cards are also positive today, this morning. This is the Six of Earth. This is a lady in a garden. She loves her garden. Behind her is a brick wall because the past is done. It's gone. It's finished. We're heading to the solstice when the sun is renewed. She is planting and tending and watering the most beautiful peony flowers. This is about planting seeds of intention. And Pamela, you could use this full moon that's upcoming on Thursday to do that. Right. I think, hopefully, I have spoken to everybody in the chat room and all will be well. So stay right where you are for Mark Husson's show over on YouTube. I cannot wait to hear what he has got to say. And I will be back at the same time next week. I've no idea what I'm going to be talking about, but you know me, it comes to me at the last minute. Thank you so much for your company. I'm so uplifted. I really feel your presence. So have yourself a wonderful week. Take good care, enjoy the uplift of the season, and I'll speak to you next week. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye for now.